Well, first of all, Your Majesty, have you had lunch?
Yes, we've just had lunch at the Swedish Cottage.
The one at the cavalcade?
Yes, at the cavalcade.
Does that mean that you go to the Swedish Cottage today and tomorrow you might be at the Chinese Pavilion and things like that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yesterday we had lunch at the French restaurant and the day before at the Kutzgrass.
Oh, fine, so you more than anyone else are really seeing cavalcade.
Definitely. I'm eating all sorts of food that I never ate in my life before.
But you've disappointed us, and you haven't come to the studio wearing your crown.
Well, I think we've sort of finished with official things.
I suppose so. Do you still wear your crown when you go to official receptions and things like
that? No.
You don't? You wore it when you were crowned and when you made your appearance last Saturday afternoon? You wore it then?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a weighty sort of crown to wear?
No, it's fairly solid, but it's very comfortable, though.
It is. Well, you measured for it?
No.
Oh, it's just one of these happy fittings,
then. Happy fitting.
And, well, what sort of time do you have? How do you spend your day during the time you are our cavalcade queen?
Well, we usually have breakfast in bed, and then get up about 10:30.
Oh, that's a queen's prerogative, yes.
Taxi calls for us about 11:45. We dash out to cavalcade, and we have a wander round until, until we are due at a certain place for lunch.
Yes.
And we usually go along there about 1:00. We have lunch, and, well, every afternoon, practically, we've had something that we've had to do in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So about 2:30, we come back again, and almost every evening there's been something arranged for us.
Yes, and do you have a lot of letters and telephone calls and that sort of thing?
Well, some mornings the telephone does rather drive us mad, but...
I mean the fan stuff, you know, do people write fan letters? For instance, have you had any proposals?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, there's something lacking with these people of ours on Durban. I mean, here am I sitting with Her Majesty, the Queen of the Durban and Coast Thanksgiving Cavalcade, who is a lovely person. I mean, a lot of you are fond of blondes, I'm sure, and not one of you has written yet. There's something short-sighted about it. Or are you going to give anyone who writes a very definite no?
Well, that all depends. I mean, I might like the person who writes.
Oh, well, there we are. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, when you go round the cavalcade as everyone else does, do you yourself take part in the competitions? I mean, is it possible that you have won one of these trips to England, or have you won a case of whiskey or anything of that sort?
Well, I haven't won anything like that, but I did try my luck on the shooting gallery the other night.
And what did you shoot?
Oh, just targets, you know.
Yes,
but,
well,
most times, I'm afraid, I just scored Maggie's. I just scored one ball there.
Oh, nice. Well, for a wartime queen, that was. Were you nervous at all about the crowning ceremony and that sort of thing?
No, I wasn't, because when I was sitting outside in the coach in the football field, most of the men from home, you know, the Coast of Defence were there.
Yes.
And they all crowded round my carriage and had a wonderful chat with me, and so all my nervousness just vanished.
Oh, how lovely. Now, I didn't see you at the crowning ceremony, but I did see you on the Saturday afternoon, you know, when Field Marshal Smuts opened the cavalcade, and you really did carry yourself splendidly. You and your ladies in waiting, it was really a lovely show. Tell me, where did the coach come from?
I believe it was the coach that they had from the... You remember they had a beauty contest once?
Yes.
The same coach, I believe.
Oh, it was fine,
and
wasn't it?
And all done up again.
Yes, it fitted in absolutely beautifully. What are you going to do with your crown? Do you keep it?
Well,
Have you
I do keep the crown. It's second to mine.
Oh, good.
But it's a little problem to know what to do with it, really, you know. Lots of people suggest that I should have it melted down and have different things made.
Well, for the time being, it will stand on the... sideboard or something, did it very well, won't I? I'm quite sure it won't have melted down.
Oh, I wouldn't have melted down for a long time, but anyway.
What do you think is the best part of the cavalcade show? Have you got any favourite?
Well, in the back, I think the Indian show is excellent.
Yes,
I definitely do. I think it's excellent. I think the exhibits that they've got there are simply lovely.
Yes.
And also the UDF is very wonderful.
Oh, that
the
is
UDF
fine.
And the naval section. We went down there yesterday and there were really some very interesting things.
And talking of the Indian section, have you had lunch there yet?
No, we had dinner there the other night.
Oh, that must have been splendid.
And I ate a very hot curry and the tears simply streamed down my face.
No. For that once our queen lost her composure. I've been sort of blithering along here and I should have asked you right to start. What should I call you? Should I call you Your Majesty or Ma'am, or should I call you Miss Johnson? What are people calling
you? I think just plain Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson. Well, why is it, do you think, that you won the contest? Do you think there's anything special about yourself? Now, don't hand the palm to someone else right away. To what do you attribute your success?
Well, I think to the wonderful backing that I had from the people in my district. They
yes.
simply sort of flocked round and helped me in every possible way that they could.
And that was
they were absolutely marvellous.
Yes. So you do hand it out to the other people. You must have done a lot of work yourself.
Yes, I did do a lot of work myself. I ran jumble sales and dances. And
yes.
I had a big dance out at Aspen Garden.
Yes.
And it was a lot of work, but still, if I hadn't had the support from the people in the district, I could never have done it.
No, fine. Well, I think you did it between you, is that what it was? And are you having a good time now? It has been really worthwhile from
oh, definitely.
Personal
I'm loving
point
it.
Of view. You're living in the suite at an hotel.
Yes.
With your special lady in waiting.
Well, she's a friend of mine.
Yes. Well, that's very fine. Were you, what was I going to ask you about your crown? Oh, I know what I was going to say, that you have been something of a nursery rhyme queen, I think. The queen who was in her counting house counting out her money. All
no,
our queens got together and counted out their money. And you, Miss Johnson, Your Majesty, I think we all congratulate you on counting out the most money. It has been a very, very fine effort, and we're very proud of you, you know.
Very nice.